Feel free to ask her questions about black stuff. Okay. She loves it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to enellis.podbean.com. I'm your host, Ian Ellis. Brook, brook! Yay! Today I'm joined by my true blue, one of my best friends in the whole world, my girl, Ms. Kimberly Marion.
Hey, everybody. I'm so excited to be here.
Brook! Facts. KB, we got to talk about the TV.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you own one? Do you watch one? TV? Have you seen it?
Yeah, there's a television in the home that I live in.
Absolutely. Color? Color TV?
What did you just call me?
Kimberly. KB. That's what I called you. Television. You watch this stuff?
Not,
you let it in your head?
I do not watch, like, the live TV.
So you always been
broadcasting. The TV serves as a monitor in the home.
Yeah.
For streaming services.
You're more mature than me. I have to watch this stuff.
I don't think we have it.
You don't have a TV?
We don't have the
network. Are you poor?
Why? Because I'm black?
No, because you don't own a television.
No, I said we own
like $3 at Goodwill.
We own the TV. We just don't know how to hook it up to the news.
Woo!
Which is fine. KB, we're happier. We're not worried about the coronavirus in my house because we haven't had any fear mongering.
Just block it out. You're just going through your life happy, ignorant, and unaware.
Yeah.
Could be at your door. An Amazon package of Corona could be at your door.
Thank
and
God.
You're like, looty loo, can't wait to get that. Ding dong. My wife is easily hoodwinked by things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It doesn't take much for her to think something's good.
Okay. Well, she married you, yeah.
Facebook, somebody at work tells her to watch a show. She'll watch a show. Thrilled to do it. Thinks it's good entertainment. Mm. All right. Do you know what kind of television I've been forced to watch?
Love is Blind.
No.
The Circle.
It's mostly serial killers, trials. Ooh. And now You. Have you seen You?
No, I haven't seen You.
It's just an SJW inner monologue.
I've heard it's not that good.
It's a ripoff of Dexter. You is not the reason we're here. The most recent one is now I've had to watch Hunters. Have you heard of Hunters?
No, I haven't even heard of that.
Bradley, you've heard of Hunters.
You in a Nazi hunting?
How would you describe the show? You in the Proud Boys?
Oh, dude, it is. You know, I love it, actually. I actually really like it. It's the way it's written is really
good. I'm
going
to beat the whiskers off your face.
But is it like, I don't know, is it attempted towards like fear-mongering again with like every...
All right, you guys tell me this. I'm incapable of enjoying things. And I think I've been ruined by the internet. Because I've seen so many videos about how this is the SJW agenda and this is... That's all I see. And it's written all over Hunter's face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, this takes place in the 1970s. There's a squad of people, secret underground people, hunting down and killing Nazis.
In the 70s.
In the 70s. Do you know who this squad is? It's a gay black girl. It's an Asian. It's a gay white dude. And it's an old Jew. That's the crew. Got them together.
That seems awfully unrealistic.
It seems... Today it might work, but 1970s? That's your crew? Mm. So that's the first thing I hate is it feels forced. I don't
like
feel
like
these
put a black
characters
guy in
are
Frozen
real.
Too.
There's a black guy in Frozen?
Frozen 2, yeah.
They're is like he dick down
yeah,
Elsa?
Norway, royalty stricken Norway. Yeah, there's definitely black dudes. What the fuck? There's not black guys in Norway.
What? KB? Jesus.
I know. And I know this because I know a lot about black people and things.
I like how it's written. I like all the twists and shit.
All right, let's talk about how it's written. Because
I've only seen four episodes
hold on.
So far. But it's got my attention.
You have this SJW squad. All right, this is a squad. It's what they are. And they're hunting down and killing fascists. Brutally. It ain't an easy death. They killing them the way Hitler killed Jews, but with technology. They're ruthless.
Okay.
That's how these SJWs are. It's like the movie Nerds, where it's like they fantasize about murdering people. No wonder they're scared of all these other people. They're fucking psychos. I have a problem with this being revenge porn. I feel like it's a poor message. It's revenge, not justice. Justice is what we're after.
What did you like Inglourious Basterds?
I fucking hated that movie.
Really? Because okay? I love that one, too.
But that's a different kind of connotation. That is, like, in the war.
Yeah.
That's not, like, a different, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The problem is I don't see it through the lens of where you think a lot of people are seeing it as, like, everyone's a Nazi. Through people who are looking at it like everyone's a Nazi nowadays, that might be, yeah, this is my show.
I see the broader message as, like, hey, if there's some guys you don't like, you know what you should do? Hunt them down and murder them, and you're justified by history. Eric, you want to jump on the podcast real quick? We're talking about Hunters.
Oh, yeah? The show Hunters?
Have you seen Hunters?
No, I didn't see that. I don't want to see it, man. I'm Nazi'd out, dude.
I love
it. I am. I'm Nazi'd out. I feel like Nazi. It's like, out of all the shit you can fucking come up with.
Brings me to my third and final point about this show. These Jews.
No.
I don't know where these goddamn Jews get off. You know what they say? You know what these Jews say in this show and in every fucking Jew thing? They go, we got to show you how brutal this was.
It was brutal.
So that we never forget and it never happens again.
Yeah.
It's happening right now.
True that.
So how about we take some time off from covering the Holocaust, which is a million fucking movies? How about the Uyghurs in China? How about the Ivory Coast?
There's ICE coming to people's doors with fucking rifles, knocking on the doors, like coming into their homes. That's the same thing. It's just
they never want it to happen again, but mostly they want it to only have ever happened to them.
That's insulting to think that ICE coming to houses are the same thing as the Nazis.
It is.
Yeah, when you're anti-Semitic.
When there's no crimes being committed, they're just on a manhunt.
Illegal. They're illegally here. That is a crime. That's the crime. They're illegally
but
here.
But the right is they have rights in their own
in China,
home.
They have actual
and what they're doing is trying
Uyghurs,
to
look it up.
Right.
What they're doing is trying to prey on people who don't know their own rights so that they can entrap them. Because they do have rights in their own home, and they cannot enter their home without some kind of reasoning.
I really don't care. I really don't care about that. I don't know why. I just walked in. I didn't want to get into, you know.
Hey, KB, will you calm it down? Everything doesn't have to be a political debate.
I'm sorry.
I just really care about the lives of colored people.
We all do.
Yes.
It's not special. It's we should all care about everybody.
We do. We should care about everybody.
But they don't, KB. Where can they find you? What's your podcast?
My Happy Corner podcast. I record that with Amy Blaze and Timmy Blaze.
And who's that guy that has an album recording coming up?
Oh, my good friend, Jim Flanagan. Shout out to my friend Jim. He is recording an album at Zany's in Rosemont this weekend, so make it out there if there's any tickets left.
And tonight we're at the best podcast in the world, which is hosted by Brad Stupak, Mike Rimley, kinda, sorta, and Stephanie Carroll.
Oh, yeah.
They running this show, doing big things. When is it?
Thursday nights at Josephine's Martini and Wine Bar. We got a special installment for you this week. Next week we've got St. Patrick's Day special show hosted by the most Irish, Declan Shannon. We managed to secure the most Irish guy in the Chicago suburbs comedy scene.
A lot of people looking for him. A lot of people thought he was a leprechaun trying to catch him. A
lot of people have been trying to catch that
exclusive
guy. Exclusive to Josephine's.
So is there anything you want to plug or talk about?
No, not really. Have you watched The Circle? Love is Blind? Love is Blind?
Are these romance movies? Is that what you're doing?
Now, if you're getting hung up about Hunters and you should really get hung up about Love is Blind.
I don't have to have an opinion about everything.
Which is a Netflix reality show where people get engaged by talking to each other through a door and never seeing each other.
Sounds like the worst thing ever. Married.
Well, because love is blind.
It's the gayest shit in the world.
Love
is difficult, and it's a lot of work and a lot of compromise. And you're going to be surprised that the things that you think you want aren't the things that you need.
There's like six couples that get engaged.
Doesn't mean shit. Can they live together?
Well, then they
can they tolerate
then
each
they
other?
They live together. That's the second part, and then they
does
get
their
married.
Messed up garbage mesh well together, so
it's,
at least one of them can keep it together
so
at a time.
It's so fun to watch them like say what they have to say yeah. about each other. This yeah. one guy's like, yeah. "I love Jessica. Her voice is so sexy." And then like they show Jessica, and
what are you,
she's
12?
Like,
"12 is it Drake?"
Literally,
I
love you. I was like, "What the fuck are these people thinking?"
What do you think of the mating habits of these people?
It's ridiculous. Some of them are like, all they want to do is fuck. And then some of them are like, I think we should wait.
We should, like, say that.
That's code for I'm going to walk out on this wedding.
Oh. There's money on the line.
There isn't. And that's the thing. Some of them, they get all the way to the wedding. Why? Why? Why don't you just say, no, I don't want to go through this. I don't want to put on the dress
TV.
And the
That's
makeup.
Not good television. We need drama.
I know. It's fucked up. You don't think you would know if your bride walks in, her parents are not at the wedding, and she Uh-oh. Has no bouquet. She's empty-handed walking by herself down the aisle. You don't think at that moment you'd be like...
Is she walking with a gangsta lean?
A little bit.
Is she pouting with her lip out?
A little bit. Like, wow. It's so fun to watch people be crazy. It makes me think, I think I'll be all right.
All right, so I'll just check that out.
Love's blind.
Rico has stopped sending me messages.
Oh, thank God.
Listen to With Apologies. I'm Ian Ellis. Deuces.
Make some more noise for Ryan Andrews. Yes, keep that going. Keep that going nice and loud for Ian Ellis.
Tonight is a sit down in a chair night. You guys having the best time of your lives?
Woo!
Yeah. Lit, right?
That shit is great.
You guys have a point of view? No. You're not up here just like saying frivolous things for no reason. You took some time, right? You thought about it? Before you came up here and you said stuff with your brain? Point of view isn't easy to get. Because you gotta read books? You ever read a book? God damn, is it boring! Word after word for pages! I'm lucky if I get three lines out of a book. 139 pages for three lines? Kill yourself! This is not the way you spread information around. You gotta read those books, man. You don't want to get caught not reading books? What are you, a fucking idiot? Podcasts, you guys listen to these? Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Woo,
woo. Got some DMT under your belt. You've seen the elves. Otherwise, you're falling for the okey-doke and you ain't shit. It's hard to have a view of the world. And here's the problem. Before you build your view of the world builds you. What? Learned that from Alan Watts. Do you understand what that statement means? It means all the shit you believe. Oh, all the books you read and the movies and the podcasts. Oop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doo. You're so smart. It's like you went to a buffet and you made a plate. And of all the shittiest stuff they had available, oh, God, look at you. Individual, all your MSG, cancer-causing preservatives, and you're proud of that. That's what you put together. Genius. It's very depressing. It's hard to have different views of the world. The world's very seductive. She tells you she got all the answers. Oh, we got all the best ideas. You got a question? I got Google. YouTube, documentaries, Discovery Channel. I done probed the whole planet. Oh, look how smart I am. Believe all the words I've said. You go, all right, world. How should man government? Oh, government? Civilization? You want
we got that. Democratically elected President America 2020. Brr, brr, brr. That's the peak of civilization. The best in the whole planet right now. In all of history. Egypt, Rome, Civil War, all those people died so it could be this good. Can you believe what we did with that sacrifice? God damn, we're great people. Planet ain't shit! Science? World ever talk to you about science? Like, hey, is there a God? Nope, math! That's the answer, it's math. It's not romantic or beautiful. Too bad, it's numbers. 001, I hope you didn't think that was special. Nah. There's two planets between us and the sun. I haven't seen a photo of either of them. Science ain't shit. Every religion on our goddamn history worship the sun and we don't have a camera around it. I can't tune into the sun live. I don't think you got all the answers, Sway. I also wanted to talk about my cat. You guys have cats? Have you met one? Furry creatures are wonderful. If you ever want to make a cat happy, nothing brings them more joy than wiping the saliva from the corner of their mouth. If you ever can just get in there and wipe that little corner for a cat that can't quite do with the furry paws, that's how you bring them to ecstasy. It would be purring in your lap. Books taught me that. Took a lot of podcasts and learning to figure out how to please a cat. All right, my name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night. Yeah.
How's that, guys? Ian Ellis, one more time for him. Ian, if you want to tune in live to the sun, you just got to subscribe to Daytime. Sun Time Live. I like the music in between. This is
good. Just look up.
In the name of Jesus, let us pray.
I don't like anything about Drake. Mm-hmm. Mom, I don't like his voice. I don't like what he talks about. I don't.
See, I be trying to tell his face.
I don't like the way he walks. Like nothing. I don't like his haircut. I might just let me shut up. I'll just stop right there.
Oh my God. Damn it, man.
No, but listen, that's why DMX is necessary. You know why? Because when you got these legendary hip hop, this is why the game has gotten so whack. You got legendary hip hop figures who just get these guys passes.
Yeah.
Who don't say anything. Who don't say it's okay.
No dudes, nothing.
It's okay to say, yo, this dude is whack. I think he's whack. It's okay to say that.
That's too much politics.
It's too much politics. You don't gotta act like you like something for what?
Gulping and burping.
Oh my God.
And for those that don't know what that means, sucking, you know,
okay. They got it.
When I come through, everything gon' stop. When I come through, everything gon' stop. When I come through, everything gon' stop. Now move.
KB, another thing about this show, Hunters, okay? There is a secret cabal that is murdering people and laundering money. That's how they portray the Jews. Isn't that exactly what Hitler said they were?
Y'all just sit here. Y'all niggas know what it took for me to get here. I'm gonna stay here, earn my way here. You can fuck around if you want, but we'll play here. We get to that, run right through that. That's how we do that. Y'all niggas do that. 2 albums in 1 year, 3 albums in 2. Then I just fucking tell y'all niggas that's how we do. You wasn't even fucking listening when I just said what I said. Did you get that? What I just said. I run shit here. Fuck y'all niggas. Say what I said. I got to duck y'all niggas. Motherfucker, I'm grown and that's all to it. God bless a child with his own and I'm don't do it. I done did it, shit it.
It's small cats, but niggas like us.